Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Mystic Records Radio. We have a special guest in the audience today, Bob Odie. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Candace. How you doing?
I'm all right. What's on your mind today? Tell me what's up with the Grimm.
Oh, we got some great things coming up. We just played two great shows I want to tell you about. First, back in February, we played a fantastic show with Agent Orange, The Decline, and Dime Runner at Federal Bar in Long Beach. And that was just an amazing show. Love the guys at Agent Orange.
Yeah.
And then
great
we played
place
it,
to play.
Amazing place. It's got this, they've got this old bank vault, you know, from when it used to be a bank. And that's where we set up our merch and sold our merch. It was amazing. Good time there.
Oh, is that the same place that used to be the vault?
I think so, yeah, in Long Beach.
Oh, okay. Oh, I love that place. Okay.
Yeah, really good club, great vibe and everything. And then we played with 7 Seconds at Borderline. It was 7 Seconds, The Grimm, Channel 3, and Stop Breathing.
Wow.
And, man, let me tell you, 7 Seconds hasn't lost a thing. Let me tell you, those guys are still, they're just ripping it up, and it was just an awesome show, so. Yeah, that's what we've been up to. But we got some great things coming up, too. On April 4th, we're going to be at a celebration for Whatever 6 Radio. Sorry to plug another radio show on your show.
Oh,
but,
no, it's fine. No.
Whatever 68 Radio and Punker Princess is celebrating her third year of being on air. So they're going to put on a big party down at the Blacklight District in Long Beach. 2500 Anaheim Street. Yeah.
Sure.
And Sorry State's going to be playing. I think you had them on your show not too long ago.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
Sorry State, they also have a show tonight at the Redwood with Since We Were Kids, Bastoid, and Civil Disgust.
Oh, right on. Yeah, they're an awesome band. So, yeah, Sorry State's going to play that show, Mass Terror, Damaged, Rodents of Unusual Size. And punk rock author Mike Essington's going to be there as special guest. And, of course, I'll be there as well. And we'll be selling Grimm merch there. And, Mystic albums and all kinds of good stuff. It's going to be a great event. So that's April 4th, 2:30 in the afternoon to 1:30 in the evening or the morning.
Oh, how fun. That'll be great.
Yeah. And then, of course, we're going to have a booth at the main festival at Punk Rock Bowling again this year, May 23rd, 24th, and 25th. So we'll be there all 3 days. So come by the Grimm merch booth, say hello. We're going to have a raffle. We're going to have prizes. We're going to have rare Mystic albums for sale there. We're going to have T-shirts and books. So just come on by and say hello. It's going to be a great event this year.
Oh, Punk Rock Bowling is coming up again. Wow, this year has gone by so fast.
I know. And, you know, the club tickets are going on sale today at 1 o'clock. So,
how do people get tickets to your Punk Rock Bowling in Las Vegas?
Well, Punk Rock Bowling in Las Vegas, you go on the Punk Rock Bowling website, and they're going to be putting up their club shows up for sale today. 1 o'clock,
okay.
And the festival shows the festival tickets are already for sale. And if you haven't got yours yet, get on there and get them before they sell out. Because I mean, it's what an event, you know. And it's 3 days; it's just amazing. We played last year. We played back in 2000. Mm-hmm. I think it was 2010, also. But
I was there. I remember.
Yeah, exactly. And you shot some good video. We really appreciate that as well. So great
event.
Yeah,
I did, and these Nikon cameras, they shut off after 10 minutes, and I had the film, that's why you haven't seen the film, because there's parts in it that just did not come out. I tried to figure out how to keep that going before the show, and it still did it anyway.
Well, you know, that's technology for you, man. So the more they improve things, the more difficult they make it, unfortunately. But yeah, it was a great show.
I know, give me my old VHS, and it's on my shoulder, and boy, it's there. And
yeah,
you know, there's
straight.
No problem with editing or anything else, and it shoots until the battery runs out, and you have it at least a 30-minute set to go. In fact, I just got it out the other day to run some old clips from the vault in Long Beach. And
right on. I'd like to see some
of
that footage.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pack my bags for Las Vegas for the punk rock bowling because I've got to get some good film of the Grim.
Yeah, well, we're not playing this year, but, I mean, we're going to be there with the merch booth for sure. I'm going to have the merch booth there all 3 days at the main festival. And I'll be selling my book there, and we'll be selling lots of Mystic records and good stuff like that. But it's just going to be great. You know, some of my friends' bands are playing, so I'm looking forward to seeing Strung Out. They're just a fantastic band. They're going to play one of the club shows, and tickets go on sale today. And also, Pulley's playing on the same bill. I mean, what an awesome bill! It's just going to be amazing. I can't wait. I'm getting my tickets at 1 o'clock.
Anybody who is anybody always plays punk rock bowling. You know, if you like punk rock, you will find not just one, but a whole bunch of bands that you really like because they all play.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. And by the way, I'll give a shout out to my bandmates in the Grim, Tim, Jeff, Garrett, and Brian, and also to my fiance. I just got engaged to Leslie Collins. Want to give a shout out to her as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, let's take a break here and play a track from the Grim, Live to Die. I love this. go ahead.
Right on.
All right,
okay,
we're back in the studio with Bob.
Yeah, I want to congratulate Jordan Burns from Strung Out. He just won a Drummy from Drum Magazine. And as you might recall, he was the former drummer of The Grim. So
sure.
Really congratulate him, man. What an awesome drummer. He's really come a long way. It's amazing.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
I want to give another shout out. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, you first.
Yeah, I want to give another shout out to my bandmates from Blue Gun, Jody, John, Jordan, and Kyle. I just ran into them the other day at the show that we played out in Thousand Oaks. And
okay.
We're going to get some shows going real soon here.
Everybody's
really,
really
excited
good.
About it. Yeah.
Well, that's really good. Love the Grim. Great band. You guys have been touring the punk rock scene for a long time, and you've really come a long way. And I just love your new songs and new renditions of old songs. You guys are just really out there, really, really good. And
I appreciate
if anybody, if anybody out there wants to get some tickets to see The Grim, what's your next show that you have coming up?
Well, actually, we're going in the studio right now, I don't have any shows lined up right now, but we will be playing some in June coming up, but we're going to be spending the next month and a half in the studio and recording. We have 13 songs. We're very excited about them.
That's wonderful.
These are exciting times.
Right, and then when your new songs come out, people will have to stay tuned to Mystic Records Radio and check out the Grim website and keep up on the latest of everything with the Grim.
Absolutely. We appreciate anybody that follows us on Facebook and Twitter at The Grim Band.
That's right. And we have time for one more song. Here we go, The Grim. to thank you all for tuning in, and I want to welcome you back next week at 11 o'clock. Get out there, have some fun, go see some shows, and don't forget to party or go home. See you next week. Bye.